Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bedford Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh, the Bankroll Boys. Couldn't be happier for two individuals, Mr. Dan Lifschitz, Mr. Joe Murray. What a big week we got ahead of us. It's the biggest week we've had since, well, sports stopped as we know it back in March. Oh, by the way, the Bankroll Boys brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use promo code SportsHub during sign up and play for a chance to win the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And you've got them all right now that you can bet on. Major League Baseball today, NBA scrimmages, the MLS, UFC, and even Dan Lifschitz's expertise, the WNBA, starts this weekend as well. And on top of all that, there is a real legitimate talk that there might be sports betting here in Massachusetts. Good morning, Mr. Lifschitz. Is today, this has got to be a glorious morning for you, huh?
I'm pretty happy. We're finally, I think, assuming it doesn't get rained out everywhere across the country today, gonna get sports. So, I mean, that's something. It's been, what, months since we got, you know, real sports that isn't soccer, which, you know, to most people is kind, you know, entertaining at times. But I know that the majority of people don't love, you know, watching, you know, the Premier League, you know, overseas and everything.
Well, I like winning money at the Korean soccer. Like, you've been doing very well at the degenerate special with that. And to be quite honest, I haven't watched a second of it, but as long as it keeps bringing me money, I've got no problem with it at all. Is that season over? Is the Korean soccer still going?
Yeah, no, we're still going. I got one for you today. So, no, yeah, it is still going.
They're on Saturday mornings. We're on at 7 a.m. Saturday, so we're, like, watching them intently. Like, oh, how's Rich's bet doing?
You don't know how many Saturday mornings I've woken up and seen that sweet, sweet tweet from Dan Lifschitz that's just got money bags on it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. some team I've never heard of beat some other team I didn't hear of. I'm not quite sure. But let's go ahead and start getting the stuff that people can bet on today. The start of the baseball season. Red Sox, what's their over-under, and where do you think people should put their cash?
So it's now at 29.5.
Wow. Who's that? 31.5.
Dropping like a stone. And well, it should.
Hang on. They dropped two games?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like in a 60 game season, that's enormous.
Yeah, I mean, look at their pitching. I mean, it really doesn't go much further than that. If you can win every game 10-7, that's great, but they lack the starting pitching. They lack the quality. They lack in the pen. I mean, we've seen it just in the exhibition games, them giving up absolute bombs last night to Vlad Guerrero. I don't know, man. I mean, I think that they're going to be between that 28 and 35 number. And I think, you know, listen, John, I know you're shaking your head. I think the Sox have a chance.
You think they're going to get 28 wins out of 60? Not a chance in hell that happens.
Are you saying they're going to be higher than that?
No, I'm going to say they're going to be much lower than that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying 22 and 38.
Yeah. I'm with Lifschitz. Yeah, I'm with Lifschitz.
You think this team is going to be 500?
I think they're going to be pretty close to 500.
Should be.
Joe, have to. Yeah. Joe was all over the over at like 88 wins.
Yeah, and then I'm out. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out now.
Okay, fair enough.
But let's just say this. There's no value in betting the Red Sox total. There's not.
I think the value, if there is any, lies on the over. Definitely not the under at this point. I mean, it's hard to justify betting the under. It's hard to justify betting either side.
All right. Well, to me, it just seems like their offense is too good. You're right. I mean, their pitching is atrocious.
The bullpen. Atrocious. The bullpen over the last 3 days has been atrocious. You were talking about Vlad Guerrero hitting one that hasn't landed yet. Yeah. How did Brazier do 2 nights ago?
He sucks.
How has Brandon Workman done against his own team?
I know we're going to crap all over the Red Sox because they suck.
Okay.
But like,
you're still betting. You're still betting
gonna,
a 30-30 season.
We're going to take the over.
Okay.
Because they're going to hit the baseball and they're going to give up a ton of runs.
Yeah. All right. You got a great stat on here. The over-under on the amount of times that an Astros hitter is hit by a pitch in this upcoming season. This is a massive over-under for 60 games. What do you got?
So I just sent this one over here. So Alex Bregman is plus 150.
No. I'm talking the sheer amount of times.
Oh, sorry. The over-under is 41.5.
That's insane for a 60-game season.
So when the 162-game line came out, I think it was at 84.5.
Yeah.
I think was the line. And I looked at that, and I was like, that's going to be over. Like, they're going to plunk him. The Royals hit, I think it was Springer.
Altuve and Bregman.
Yeah, like within the span of like 2 innings.
Yes.
And so
that was the final warm-up game before the regular season. And I love how the Royals pitchers like kicked at the dirt, like, oh, damn it, I didn't mean to do that. You threw at Springer's head. Yes, you absolutely meant to do that.
To be fair, the bases were loaded both times that they hit, you know, Altuve. Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't care.
I know it's an exhibition game. I just, listen, I would go under here. I think 41.5 is a massive number in a 60-game span.
I agree. I also think that there's the no fans factor, which lowers it a little bit. There's something about doing it in front of your fans as like a gigantic FU, but when there's nobody in the stands, I think that the tendency might be slightly less. They're still going to try to get theirs at the beginning, but I think it's going to be a slightly less. At 41.5, I saw that number and I thought it was a misprint for 60 games. Dude, that's enormous. So you guys say hit the under on the 41.5.
Joe?
Probably.
I mean, that's what?
Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of bean. And plus, it's a 60-game season. They got to take it seriously.
It's like 0.75 a game. In a 60-game season when all these games now matter for the most part.
I didn't even put that into consideration. That's exactly right. Because, I mean, that hit-by-pitch could potentially cost you a game that, you know, in a regular length season, it really wouldn't matter as much. But, dude, if you blow a series, like if you end up blowing a series against a team, like that's a huge deficit to get back out of when you only have 60 games that you're playing.
Now, Rich, if we could just knock out a few, because I know there's some football stuff we want to get to. We did a podcast last night. I think it's going to be on the website later on today.
And
it's on YouTube as well if you want to check it out. But I'll just want to give out one. I've talked about this already. Yeah. Over 19.5 home runs for a player to hit this year. I'm going my biggest bet of the season. A batter will hit over 19.5 home runs this year. So whether it's JD Martinez or somebody,
this is just somebody in the league to hit over 19.
You hit 20 home runs in 60 games, that bet hits.
You know what? Here's why I think that's a good bet is we've seen guys just get on streaks where they're on fire, and it happens every year where you can take a chunk out of somebody like 3 weeks in a row where someone just is unstoppable. You get one or two guys who just hits a streak, you're going to get close to that anyway. And I know it's only 60 games, but sometimes these guys are amazing in chunks. You've seen it every single year. So 19.5, it seems like, and you're putting a lot of money on that.
That's going to be my biggest bet of the year.
Think about it. If Stanton and Judge both stay healthy and play in that ballpark and play in a, I would think either one of them could do that.
I took Judge to win. I don't know if it's the best call. JD Martinez might bat second this year too.
Yeah.
So maybe that might help him. And then I just wanted to give out one more. I have the Oakland A's to make the playoffs this year. I think one of those teams that, you know, not a favorite, but a team that's up and coming, I think they're going to win. I know, Dan, you had a couple as well.
Yeah, I'll save them for the podcast. But
Save
them for the podcast. There's plenty more. There's plenty more that we can discuss. But yeah, we'll save them for the podcast.
All right. They're big market tease, man. All right, so you have the odds for the Patriots starting quarterback for week one for the season. Obviously, Cam Newton, minus 400. You got Stidham at plus 275 and Hoyer at plus 2,800. Is there any kind of value in going with Stidham? I got to think that's worth putting a couple dollars on.
I've been saying it for a long time now, and I think every single person has pretty much told me I'll be wrong, and I probably will be wrong, but I still think Jared Stidham's going to be in the starting quarterback week one.
Because we don't know how healthy Cam Newton is. Like, that's a big factor. This is a guy that, I mean, has been busted up pretty bad. Now, despite all the videos you've seen of him working out and looking totally jacked, I haven't seen the guy run yet. And that's an issue. And you know, I know week one, everything's going to be crazy. But with no preseason games, too, that also kind of is just a little bit more towards Stidham being the guy because he already knows the system. Dude, I think that at plus 275, that's worth putting a couple dollars on.
Yeah, I mean, and again, remember a couple weeks ago, Newton was minus 750, I think, in that range to be the starter. And obviously Stidham got hit on the other side, as he should have. Look, no preseason games, lack of first-team reps, because it sounds like, you know, Newton and Stidham are going to be splitting the reps from what we've heard. The fact that the guy doesn't know the system, the fact that he hasn't worked out with almost any of these guys, for the Patriots, if you're the Patriots in any other year, you're saying there's no way this guy starts. There's no chance. This year, I mean, obviously things are different, so it's a possibility. I just think it's hard to imagine a guy who hasn't been in the system and knows absolutely nothing. We have no clue about his health, and we're not going to see him in any preseason games is going to start. It's hard for me to imagine that.
All right, we got to wrap it up, but quickly, give me a degenerate special. You've done me good so far. I lost my bankroll 2 weeks ago, so I'm only up 200, but that doesn't say anything about your track record. What do you got? What do you got for me?
Yeah, so you won last week. So we're going back to Korea again. We got Sangju Sangmu, who we bet on last week, taking on Ulsan Hyundai, and they are playing, I believe, Saturday morning? I think it's okay. Saturday morning. All right. Okay, we're going over 2.5 on that one.
Oh, it's an over 2.5.
Over 2.5, yes.
All right, so my bankroll's what, 200?
Yep.
All right, add an extra 100 and let's make this a double dingy. We're going double dingy on this one.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're going double dingy on this one. $300.
Oh, man.
Hey, and just real quick, I know we're up against it, but the Red Sox actually introduced the thought of sports betting in Massachusetts, and Governor Baker agreed yesterday.
Yeah, I might want to talk about that a little bit later on because it's a great idea. It's a great idea. And I don't know, first of all, I don't know why they've been sitting on this for a while, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But all right, double dingy on whatever the hell you just said. Whatever team it was. All I know is I look for the emojis. I look for the cash bag emojis on Saturday morning when I wake up from Lifshatz and Murray. So keep it rolling. Keep the good things coming. And I'm happy for you guys that you finally got a ton of real stuff to bet on. Your TV over the next 2 months is going to just be burnt out. Like it's going to be like that movie Swordfish where you got like six different televisions going at the same time in your home just to keep track of everything.
WNBA Saturday, Rich, I'm telling you. We're ready.
Give me a WNBA real quick. Just give me one. Tweet it out. Tweet it out. Just give me one because I'll do WNBA because it's hysterical that you know everything about the WNBA.
So you don't want to save that one for the podcast, Lishia?
Don't do that. You've saved enough for the podcast.
Right.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. We'll be right back. Jake DeBrusque speaks about David Pastrnak and that whole situation.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That music. I don't think I've heard this. You know what? I usually hate this song, and I think that they should change their goal song. But my God, this sounds beautiful right now.
Some kind of normalcy to life. Actual hockey being played by actual hockey players. This is great.
This is great. I mean, we're actually going to be getting real hockey soon. And one of those people who will be on the ice, our good friend, Mr. Jake DeBrusque, who I got to be honest, I was going to write you a little note, slide it in the mail, say, I miss you, man. Do you miss me?
What's going on, boys? Yeah, I definitely do. That's a great intro, by the way. Oh, my God. That was pretty funny.
it's all the times you gave us the credit that we deserve for the TNR bump when you've been on the show.
What's going on, boys? All right.
What's up, man? Hey, listen. All right. So we haven't talked to you, obviously, since this whole thing started. And, you know, during the quarantine, how did you keep yourself from going insane? Let's just go back to, like, these months. Because it was a while till you guys heard anything about any kind of guidance. I mean, no league kept their players waiting on edge longer than you guys. How did you fill that time and I guess, the void to not go crazy?
Yeah, it was kind of a challenge, to be honest. I mean, I was here for a little bit. I think I left to go back home in Edmonton at Easter. So once I got back there, I was pretty much in 2-week quarantine, obviously. And, you know, my parents didn't really let me leave the house. I was still living at home. So it was kind of tough, to be honest with you. But I guess just spending time with them and kind of catching up and, you know, just hanging out with the family is pretty much what I was up to. It got to a little bit of a breaking point towards the end, but you know, thankfully things were opening up in Edmonton.
Seeing that your father is a notorious tough guy,
what does breaking point mean exactly?
Like near the end of this, is there a point where you guys? I mean, listen, everyone gets sick of their own family. I mean, did you and your dad ever, you know, think maybe that we need to get physical here?
No, honestly, no. He kicked my. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but he kicked my ass.
Sure, you are. Honestly, of course,
so I know I'd lose that. So I mean, it wasn't necessarily a breaking point physically. It was more so just, you know, hanging out with each other. It was just getting a little bit. It was nice at first, but me and my sister got in some paddles. That's for sure.
Well, okay, so now that this whole thing is kicked into full gear, you know, it's you know, there's been a lot of athletes, not as much as in hockey, but in other sports, who have looked at what's going on and said, you know what, I'm going to take this time off, and maybe I'm not going to come back. There's certain players who've thought that. Was there ever a thought to not playing when they told you the season was going to start back up?
Definitely. I mean, it looked pretty bare there, especially at the start of all this. You know, it's obviously, everything was shut down, and there's certain spikes and things like that, especially across the state. So, just on the outside looking in, I mean, you always hope that you can play, but to be honest with you, there was a point where I didn't really know. I guess is the best way to put it. You know, you're figuring out your training, and then you're still looking at the schedule, and there isn't really one. So, I think it wasn't until they put out the plan, I guess the first plan that they kind of. The NHL, you know, posts online that I knew we were kind of coming back. As soon as that was posted, I knew then that, you know, it was time to get going.
What was the communication like between you and your teammates and you and the team as the days rolled on into weeks and months?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of minimal, to be honest, at the start. I mean, everyone was just kind of all doing the same thing. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, what's up? Or, you know, you're texting each other and everyone's doing the same thing, pretty much just chilling, you know, quarantining. So, I mean, it wasn't necessarily too much talk. And then I want to say probably a month into it, we did these Zooms. We did Zoom calls with the team and once every week and just kind of catching up and chirping each other. You know, it's a little bit different when you can see each other face to face. So that was kind of the what changed, I guess, was those Zoom calls. And then once it was getting closer to come to Boston, everyone was kind of, you know, chatting up and scheming what to do when we got here.
You know, when you're locked down, it's tough to skate. How did you stay in playing shape while you were basically quarantining?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have my gear here, so I didn't skate at all when I was in Edmonton. So that was definitely a challenge. I mean, I was doing, I was trying to work out as much as possible and kind of doing some sprint work that I normally do throughout the year. But Even my gym got closed down. They're doing, by the time I was kind of leaving, they're in phase 3/4. So they had to like get, the government and everything like that to make sure the gyms were clean and all that stuff. So they shut that down for like 2 weeks. So it was looking a little sketchy. So I actually came back down here earlier than I needed to, I guess, in a way, because I obviously wanted to skate. So I probably had about 6 skates under my belt before, I guess, our training camp here started. Just because of that, it's such an unknown. It's more old school style though, which I think helps me, to be honest with you. But, you obviously are conscious of what you're putting in your body, especially around the time when you leave.
All right. So Jake, what are the protocols like when you just show up at practice? What were the protocols like when you first walked in to Warrior Ice Arena? What do they put you through in order to get you out on the ice?
Yeah, so we get tested. We get tested every day now. So obviously you have to have negative tests so that you don't have what's going on. But once you walk in, there's only like, I think you only have like 3 people on an elevator. So when you come up the stairs, there's all these like notes that are all around, and there's hand sanitizer everywhere. There's like caution tape where we usually like hang out in our lounge area. We have a nice lounge area, but they kind of cut that off, and just things like that. Like, it's more so just there's lots of like notes telling us to keep away from each other. And I guess the showers as well, there's only 3 maximum. There's so many different things that are kind of thrown at us right now. There's no hot tub, which sucks, or cold tub, I guess. those have been eliminated, but I think it's good. I think it's good to have those safety, protocols obviously going on at this time, because this is kind of one of those things where everyone's dealing with. So we just kind of, it's kind of it's a soup in there. It definitely was different at first. Wearing masks obviously everywhere in the rink. You're not allowed not to have one on, pretty much, except for when you're on the ice or in the shower. So those are a little bit of adjustments that we have to make.
Well, obviously the NHL is not messing around, and it sounds like they're pretty explicit in their protocols and their directions, and, it seems like there's no mixed messages and for people to follow these, correct? I mean, this is something that they're taking very seriously, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's not necessarily overkill, but they're definitely taking it very seriously. I definitely feel safe at the rink, obviously with all these things that we have to do now from the league. It's not one of those things where it's kind of hard to manage, but we're on top of it, because obviously there's going to be things that happen. There's going to be cases that come and go, throughout the league or leagues in general. You see all these things on the internet, so they want to limit those as much as possible, especially like right now. We're leaving here, I think, on Sunday, so this week is pretty much, we have had a couple meetings from the doctors here in Boston, things like that, to kind of give us a refresher on what not to do, and just to stay tight, I guess, is the word, or stay in our own little bubble for now.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, you're leading me right into this. What did you think when you saw the pictures of Pastrnak skating with just those guys that weren't the team during quarantine time?
I actually haven't seen those, but I know of that, to be honest. So, this is so unknown. This is so unknown that I don't really know how that's a thing. But in saying that, it's good that he's on the ice. Obviously, he doesn't skate with us, so it'd be kind of tough if he wasn't on the ice at all. But, I'm not really sure, to be honest, how to really comment on that, because, I know guys were skating before training camp at different areas, the Warrior, and just getting their work in with certain guys, especially the guys from here, like, Coyle and Wags. So they're having a group of guys go out there while we were skating at Warrior before training camp. So, I guess it's good that he's on the ice. Obviously, we'd prefer him on the ice with us. But, like I said, it's kind of an unknown thing for us as players sometimes. We have to go through these quarantine and all these different protocols, I guess, that the league has. So that's kind of what I guess he's following. And that's, now that there's pictures of it, and obviously I think we know that as an organization, so I don't really know, but that's just kind of my take on it.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on with the NBA and the bubble that they're going into, or they're in Orlando, and some of the pictures that some of the athletes are sending back or posting online. You guys mentioned you're leaving Sunday to go to Toronto. What have you been told about what to expect when you get there?
We've been told that's going to be pretty similar, to be honest, in the NBA. I mean, I've seen those pictures, too, with the food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the food's going to be the same. but, you know, I think that's going to be a tough balance if it is. But in saying that, I think we haven't actually been told too much. Like, I don't know what we're going to be doing for excursions or team bonding things, but from what I know is that we're pretty much we're going back into quarantine life, to be honest with you. We're going back, except this is going to be a little bit different. You know, you can't go outside to go get groceries or anything like that. This one is you're pretty much locked down in a hotel. You know, you're locked down in a hotel, and the only time you leave is when you go to the rink. So that's pretty much what I've been told.
All right, Jake. So, I mean, I don't mean to go back to this, but, I mean, you know, you're friends with David Pastrnak. And have you been talking to him through all this? Because, I mean, it's, you know, with him not skating, have you spoken to him since he's been held off the ice?
Yeah. We played a FIFA tournament last night on Xbox, or 2 nights ago now. And he actually beat me, sadly. But, yeah, no, he's in good spirits. I mean, I think I said this even a couple of days ago with some media. He still passed it, you know. He still brings that kind of vibe and that energy. So I'm not necessarily worried about him, but he definitely is antsy to get on the ice and wants to be part of the group. You know, anytime that you're, I guess, sitting out or kind of out of the group picture, it always kind of hits a little bit different, obviously. But he's in good spirits and he's excited to get going. You know, I'm not necessarily worried about him on the ice. He's a player.
Oh, sure. But did anybody talk to him? Because, I mean, it was, you know, Patrice Bergeron had made this speech about how everyone, you know, they trust everyone to follow the protocols. And then the pictures came out. Like, has anyone spoken to Pastrnak about that and maybe said, hey, let's try to continue to do the protocols and not go outside the lines?
I feel like that message has come across. I mean, I feel like that obviously is a thing. Like, you know, Boston's a beautiful city, especially around this time. It's been amazing. You know, it's hard for you know, us just to sit in their rooms the whole day. You know, to be honest with you, it's not necessarily hard, but you have to make a conscious effort of doing it. You know, you can get this virus though, even just from being in your hotel or in your apartment. You know, you can get it in so many different ways and so many different instances. You know, you go get groceries or something like that. So obviously the message, like you said, Berge kind of told you know, the media and us, is obviously to limit those interactions as much as possible. I think that he's gotten that message, to be honest with you, pretty clear. And I feel like anytime everyone knows what's, you know, your situation is and why you're sitting out, I feel like it's, you know, a guy like that, he goes outside, he's getting recognized anyways. So I feel like he's keeping it pretty limited from what I've been told.
What was your reaction?
How pissed is he that he's not up for the Hart Trophy?
That's exactly where I was going with that. How pissed are you guys?
How pissed is he? Have you talked to him since he found out he got snubbed? Because he did get snubbed. He totally got screwed on that. How pissed is he?
I actually haven't talked to him about that, to be honest with you. I didn't bring that up, so I don't know. It didn't come up in conversation. We don't talk hockey too much, but I didn't know if it was going to strike a nerve or anything like that. But he had an amazing season. You know, any time you're even in the conversation for that, you're doing something very good. So, I mean, he got the Rockets. So, I mean, he got one at least. After 8 years this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever just want to just like piss him off, just say, hey, man, I heard, how about these three? Let's look at the stats of these three guys that got nominated before you.
Drysdale's pretty good.
Drysdale's great.
Yeah.
But the other two, yeah, I know, it would be great. All right, so finally, Jake, because really the most important question of the day is, since the whole quarantine went down, there was some news that leaked out of the Bruins camp, and that was there seemed to be a unanimous, including Pastrnak, who gave this opinion, a unanimous sentiment that Tuukka Rask has just awful gag-inducing farts. Is this something that you have experienced? Is this something that you have experienced firsthand or first nose?
First nose? I've never heard that before. I actually haven't, boys. I actually haven't. I didn't even know that was a thing. But that was one of the most things I got asked about this summer. It was about Tuukka's farts, and I was like, I always laugh about it. I'm like, I never know. Like, I've never really... never been around that. I mean, there's some guys that have some bad gas, but, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's once it gets out to the media like that, I mean, it's not good, you know? So, I mean...
We didn't have a lot to report on, Jake. All right. Yeah. When you hear a fart story from the Bruins, you run with it. And to be quite honest, even if you guys had just won the Stanley Cup, I would put the Tuukka fart story before even that.
It doesn't surprise you. That doesn't surprise you. I'll make sure to sniff around just to see.
Yeah. That sounds good. All right, Jake, man. Hey, listen, good luck. Damn glad to have you guys back on the ice. You got to be so happy that there's finally hockey after all this.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we do. You know, this is our passion, right? So this is something that we've been technically waiting for, you know, finish the job here. We had a great regular season, and it's nice just to have sports in general, let alone for us to be playing. You know, it's going to be lots of fun out there, especially considering that we're in a bubble. So, I mean, the only thing that we can do is play hockey, and That's what we all love to do.
All right. Well, Jake, appreciate it, man, and we'll talk to you again real soon, all right?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, boys.
All right. All right, see you.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at graniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We have John Wallach in studio and Joe Murray. And as you may have noticed, one person who is not in the studio with us is Fred, our good friend Fred. And maybe you've been listening to the show the last couple of days, and maybe you've seen some things that have come out recently. But, you know, Fred and I, we have been friends since we were essentially kids. We were co-workers since we were basically in college. And, you know, there's aren't many people that you keep in your life as long as that, whether, you know, outside of someone you're married. But basically, I met Fred not much longer after I met my wife, and I met her when I was 16. So, I mean, Fred is basically my second marriage. We basically have a work marriage, and, you know, despite sometimes on the air where you hear us going back and forth, the reason that we're able to do that and continue to, you know, still be great friends is because it's based on years and years and years of friendship. If you heard the show on Tuesday, you know, he's obviously, you know, he came in, you know, and the reason I feel comfortable talking about this is because he has made a statement about this. He came in, said that he was getting a divorce. He's been going through a really hard time. And for people who are asking where he is, he's going to be getting help. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because he's got a million things going on, so he's probably not listening. But I want him to know every day that we love him and that every day we're rooting for him. And I'm not going to talk at length about all of this, but I just want to get it out now because I want to respect his privacy. But to be quite honest, any kind of, you know, anything else like about this, you know,
what's going to, you know, with the show and everything. I really don't care about anything right now except for Fred. So any kind of positive vibes that you can throw his way, give it to him. Because he could use it. And I'll say it every day. I'll say it every day. If he's listening, I know he's probably not, but I just want him to know every single day that we love him and that we care about him.
All of
and
us.
That we want nothing more than for him to come back. And for him to, you know, be the Fred that makes me laugh my ass off every single morning and be the Fred that, you know, I've known since I was essentially a kid. So just know we're pulling for him. I'm not going to speak at length about it, but I'm not going to ignore it because he deserves more than that. I just want to respect his privacy at this time, and I want him to know more than anything that we love him and that we are behind him 100%.
All of us have worked with him for a decade on this particular program, and I think you just said it perfectly, Rich. We all love him, we all miss him, and we all want what's best for him, and that right now is for him to get better, and we are rooting for him every single day.
So, Fred, if you happen to be out there listening, which I know you probably aren't,
right,
but if you are, dude, I can't say enough things. I'm rooting for you like I've never rooted for anything in my life. Just get out there, kick ass, and come back. We'll be here waiting for you, and let's continue to do what we've been doing for years. All right, man? I love you, dude. Okay, let's go to commercial.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray in studio, John Wallach, and I saw somebody, I don't know who this was, but just, by the way, we're going to get to Joe Murray's segment that Joe Murray's pissed, and I don't want to get into it now, we're going to wait till 8 o'clock, but Joe Murray's obviously very pissed about everything that's been going on with Mookie Betts, and I'm going to give him his platform, and whoever else wants to chime in as well, but in the meantime, we'll do that at 8, but in the meantime, somebody sent me this video. I got to give the proper person credit here, but it is from the Boston Celtics of 2016-2017. And it says, throwback to the punk rock Celtics of 16-17. And it's Isaiah Thomas, it's Jay Crowder, it's Marcus Smart, even like Al Horford, all like getting in fights that year. And like Isaiah Thomas getting in the face of guys that are like a foot and a half taller than him and pushing him around. And it's even got, there's one, the best part of it, the highlight of the entire thing, is even Jonas Jerebko is starting to get into somebody's face and throw it around. So I'm watching this video, and first of all, that season was fun as hell. Like when Isaiah Thomas was here, I was thinking about it. First of all, I missed the hell out of Isaiah Thomas. I'm not one of these people. I know why he's not here. But that season was everything. And I was thinking about just over the past like 15 years or so, like he might be my single favorite player, like for a season. Like if you could isolate one player and their season while they were in Boston, there weren't many things more exciting than that year that Isaiah Thomas was here.
He was and still is the top scoring point guard in Celtics history. The Celtics have never had a point guard that could score like him.
And he was self-made, I feel.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too is that that shouldn't have happened. Like, I mean, he was essentially nothing until he got here. He's obviously a tiny guy. He was embarrassing people, and most of his points came in the fourth quarter when you needed it the most. You know, king of the fourth. It was must-watch television. And I was just thinking about it. I'm like, there's been so many championship teams, and there's been so many great runs and things like that of, you know, over the past 15, 20 years in this town. But I don't think there's been one single season of one athlete that I've enjoyed as much. Maybe Gronk in his like second or third season.
I don't know.
Season.
I mean, I think Randy Moss in 07 when he caught all those touchdown passes was certainly one of them.
Yeah, but he's a Hall of Famer. I think what makes Isaiah IT more was that he was just like the last pick in the draft. He's 5 foot nothing.
Yeah. All right. Can you talking believe about this is happening?
Okay. That part of it I didn't understand. Okay.
Like it was just like, can you believe this is going on in front of us? This is just an unbelievable story. Now, Gronk was a great story because, you know, obviously nobody knew the guy. And he shows up, and not only is he just a phenomenal player, but the personality was so – you have to remember back when he was on when he started on this team – nobody acted like that in Bill Belichick's locker room. Yeah. I mean, it was just are you going to let him get away with this? Are you going to let him say that? You know, this party guy comes in here, and he absolutely dominated.
But it's not the same, given the criteria you just gave us. I mean, Gronk's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Maybe Malcolm Butler. Like, Tim Thomas is somebody that stands out to me.
Tim Thomas, that one year with the Bruins.
For me, it was just specifically the playoff run with Tim Thomas. Matter of fact, I'll put him down as being probably my favorite playoff performer during the last like 15 years here. Like, I mean, what Tim Thomas did was astounding.
And it came out of nowhere. No one expected him. The only basketball equivalent I can think of in the last 20 years for Isaiah Thomas is Jeremy Lin with the Knicks.
Sure.
That's the only thing I can think of. And Lin didn't do it for as long a period of time. So, yes, I think you have a point there.
And Rich, that team, IT still thinks to this day that if they stuck together, they would have won a championship. I don't think so.
Dude, Amir Johnson was a starter.
Take a look at who Isaiah was playing with. Yeah. His second option was Avery Bradley.
But you know what? The confidence, though, right? Like, that's what you want. You wish it with this team. The 0-2 Celtics, if you remember, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. They lost to the Nets that year, but like,
they had Antoine and Paul Pierce,
and they blew it up, dude.
No, like, but I mean, but you had Antoine Walker and Paul Pierce. Yeah. I mean, you knew those two guys were good players at the time. Pierce, looking back on it, more than Antoine. But yeah, you know, guys like Tony Delk and Rodney Rogers and all those guys. Yeah, I mean, it's different, though. I think Rich has a point here.
You see, but I also will put guys that didn't make a huge difference. I mean, this isn't fair. He made a difference. But it was more about the attitude. Like, Aqib Talib, when he showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his
good
first
one.
Year. Good dude, one. I mean, that was just... That was a phenomenal, like, his attitude. And you remember when he would like pick a dude off, he would just sit in the sidelines with his arms.
He'd sit on the bench with his legs crossed. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, that's everything you want in a player. You want him out there. You want him, first of all, legitimately great on the field, but then cocky as hell when you got off the field. And that was the best thing about Aqib Talib and the way he talked. And everything. I mean, like, Aqib Talib, Gronk, Isaiah Thomas. And you're right, Randy Moss and Tom Brady together that season was it's
Randy
it's,
Moss in 07 is probably the best season any wide receiver has ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, for
but
one
it didn't
year,
have the Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. No,
holy crap! Can you believe this is actually happening? And it shouldn't. You knew that the best quarterback in the league and one of the best, if not the best,
but,
wide receiver.
You keep moving
phenomenal.
The goalposts around a little bit here. Right?
I'm just talking about pure enjoyment, like personal enjoyment.
Yeah. Right.
And you know what? And maybe it's unquantifiable. But all I know is that Isaiah Thomas, everything he did for that second half of the season was just mind blowing.
This is just an excuse to talk about Isaiah Thomas.
I think
that's fine.
I miss the hell out of the guy.
think the Aqib Talib's a good comparison. I think that's a good one.
Talib was established. It wasn't shocking. I understand.
Oh, but come on.
It was great, but it wasn't, oh, my God, I can't believe he's doing this thing. He got a track record. He was a starting NFL cornerback. Yeah. I mean, look, Isaiah Thomas literally came out of nowhere to post that season. Yeah, he stands alone. He's different than everyone else you've mentioned.
The only other guy who came out of it was David Ortiz. He was a Punch and Judy hitter with the Twins.
That's
came
true.
To the Red Sox
that's
and became
true.
What
yes.
he was.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
But no, IT had the swag,
any excuse to talk about Isaiah is a good excuse, but let's call it for what it is.
Is IT in the bubble?
He's not playing.
I thought he was with the Wizards. No?
I thought he wasn't playing because there was talk about him possibly, you know, signing with the Celtics.
He's currently a free agent. Wow.
Yeah, okay. He was with the Wizards. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
I'm surprised Brooklyn hasn't signed him. They have no players.
Didn't he come and play? Boy, this, you know, the first part of the season seems like a million years away. But didn't he come? Was it this season with the Wizards and they had him play at the TD Garden and he wasn't very good.
No.
He kind of felt bad for the guy. But the place went crazy for him, of course.
He got traded in February is what happened. He got traded and then released.
All
yes.
Right. Well, I mean, just if you want to see Jonas Jerebko throwing down, then click on this video. But it's great. I mean, they had a chip on their shoulder. I like teams like that because there was no chance they were ever going to win. So they didn't give a rat's ass. And also, you weren't like... That's why everything was such a pleasant surprise is because, once again, you didn't expect them to win anything. And when Isaiah came in there and just started destroying people, it made it 10 times more fun. It was just there was something special about that guy and that whole season that he'll never recapture it again, unfortunately. Maybe he was broken by the team. We know there's stuff about that. I don't know what's going on there. But I do know that might be one of my single favorite runs by an athlete in this town.
All right, Rich, you're taking away from the anger. Well, I'm getting heat coming off of Joe to my left here. You're taking away from the anger.
Okay, well, listen, Joe said that he was extremely pissed off about the Mookie Betts thing. As a matter of fact, he said something in the first or the second break that we are naming this next one after. We will play that and be right back. We'll take your calls, too. 617-779-0985 on this Mookie Betts deal. A lot of broken hearts this morning, including one Joe Murray. We'll get to that right after Joe Murray's headline.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.